We were just asking last year, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? And we saw so far, I think, two pshatim. What is the Chachamim? Remember what they argued about. Sfina she'ena gosheshes. Right, the Sfina gosheshes. They don't argue about it. Everyone agrees that it's chayev in meiser and shvi'is. So one derech, which Rashi says in the Chesem and Aleph, and which the Ritva says in the Zayin and Beis, and seems to be the assumption of most of the Farshim, says they're arguing about yinika. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's not yoni from the karka because the sfina is not touching the ground, and Chachamim would say that there is yinika. What did we point out? We pointed out that according to this first approach, it's a little tricky to figure out why in Maseches Gittin we care about the Machlokes of Yehuda Chachamim, whether it's Yonif and Akaka or not. Who cares whether a sfina, the plants growing in a sfina, if you would theoretically have planted there, which you probably didn't, would be yonik from the karka or not? Shouldn't we only care about whether it's in Israel or not in Israel? And granted, we took care of last time. Forget about shchichi and gemiri. Let's assume it's a halo shem Israel. Shouldn't we care where it's located, not where it's going? So, what is the connection? Why is get? Lama talu din get bedin meiser ushvias. Why did the Gemara say din get dependent din meiser ushvias? So we had two possible answers. Number one, we said maybe that's exactly the svar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, which is what Rashi says. Rashi says that's why Nachum Bar Yitzchak denied the connection, right? So, A, says Rashi. That's why. I think it was Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, correct me if I'm wrong. That's Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak denied the connection. He says, nah, everyone agrees in the Sfina. You don't say funny nechtam, because it's in Israel. Who cares if it's Yonik ben Akarka or not? We pointed out, Rashi, the Rambam also, he didn't say why, but he also says, according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, there's no connection. Right? I'm passionate about Rav Yitzchak, there's no connection. He says, no. No one argues about Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, what he seems to be saying, don't argue about get. That's why Nachum Bar Yitzchak denied the connection, because get doesn't depend on yidika. The second possibility is the Shut Rashba, even though it's not the Rashba, it's the Shoel. The Shein Tosfos, which we don't have explicit in our Tosfos, is he said, even within Rabbi Yehuda, who I think was the person speaking. Who was speaking here at first? The Rav Yirmiyah and the Bayin. He says maybe the Chachamim, and how did I put it last time? Say like this, because if there's no yinika, then there's no chiyuv Meiser, and she is, and it can be confused with a Sfina B'chutz Laretz. After all, unlike regular places where you're not going to confuse, you know, as much as, you know, Tel Aviv might look like New York, you're not going to confuse Tel Aviv with New York, because Tel Aviv stays in place and New York stays in place, and you're used to them being in different places. Boats are a little trickier, because the same boat, you might be on the same boat. You might have the same room in the same boat. And, you know, sit in the same seat in the dining room in the same boat. But sometimes it'll be in one river, sometimes it'll be in another river. so it's very easy to be confused. So therefore, perhaps they said, even though get should have nothing to do with whether it's chayim shumas or maisos, it's yonik ben hakarka, nonetheless, when it's chayim shumas or maisos, it seems like Israel. When it's patur shumas or maisos, it seems like chutzarts. And to avoid confusion, they said, whenever it's patur shumas or maisos, we're going to treat it like chutzarts. Okay, that's one possibility. However, we said maybe there's a more straightforward way of explaining why our Gemara brought in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim without, within Rabbi Yirmiyah and Abaye, without having to say that it's to avoid confusion. And therefore, we pointed out that in the Yerushalmi, there's two interpretations of Yerushalmi, but what did we say? We said the Yerushalmi, Lefi, that the Moshe and the Rosh Tzurlau against the Ritvaz, the Yerushalmi, Lefi, the Moshe, the Rosh Tzurlau against the Ritvaz, said that, let's review. The Yerushalmi said, someone's arguing about this machlokas, whether the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and where's that page? One second. Whether the pasuk of Kalmakom Asher Tidroch Grak Kaf Rav Lechem, which sounds very broad, wherever you are, and then there's a pasuk that sounds very narrow, which says, Midbar V'alvanon Azad Hanahar G'dol Nar Pras. One says everywhere, one says only in certain boundaries. So, is Ein B'Klal L'Mashem Prat? No, 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 it really means only the specific boundaries, or is it more broad, and it is really everywhere? There's a machlokes tanaim, they tied it into something. The Ritvaz says they're tying it into something having nothing to do with our sugya. So the machlok is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about wheat that grew in Chutz Laretz and was imported to Angel's Bakery here. So that has nothing to do with our sugya. However, the Pnei Moshe and the Rosh Tzurlau assume that they're referring to Yehuda and the Chachamim, which actually is a more pashup shah here because Davka, they mentioned Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in this line of the Yerushalmi. So you think, they mention Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, they're talking about Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. And that's the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's only narrow borders of Israel, and the Chachamim hold there's more expansive borders in the borders of Israel, and therefore, if you sort of bring a boat into Israel, the Chachamim say, well, that's part of the expansive borders of Israel. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the borders of Israel. The borders of Israel, only the Kavua places, you know, which are sort of always there. So, according to Yerushalmi, they're not arguing about Yunika, they're arguing about Gvulos Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda holds from, let's say, static, not just narrow borders, I think the point is static borders. The borders, you can't add or subtract, you can't, like, make a new part of Israel for him. It sounds like they also argue if you just go stam, you conquer a new place, that one part of Israel or not. So he says that there are static borders. The static borders are only, you know, the places that were always part of Israel, that were part of Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu said these words in the Torah. There's no boat there. A boat that comes and goes is not part of Israel. Static borders, meaning, includes the riverbed, but not a boat that enters sometimes, right? Not kol makom shetidro kaf raglechem, literally. Not wherever you step, and if you make a new platform and step. No, only the places that, the ground that was always there. All the chachamim, they hold from dynamic borders. And even though Israel was only like the floor, if you bring a boat there, and that's also part of the borders of of Eretz Israel. Field dynamic borders, including any surface that enters the airspace of Eretz Israel.
And when it leaves, it loses its status.
And when it leaves, it loses its status, yeah. I mean, they would also argue about an airplane flying over Eretz Israel, Minastam. You know, people, whatever grows there while it's flying over Eretz Israel. It would be an interesting question. What if someday they made, like, platforms that hover in the air and, you know, people started farming there? So maybe they'd argue about that as well.
They have observation booms.
Right. So if we started farming, I mean, we don't farm there. But if we did, maybe they would argue about that or some other nafkaminas we could think of. I mean, I don't think people go there. But I'm sure we come up with some nafkamina, let's say. Okay, in which case, if that's their argument, if they're arguing about whether it's called Israel or not called Israel, then the time they get is pashut. Right? You don't need any explanation. You know, obviously, they're arguing whether it's called Israel or not. Yet, depends on whether it's called Israel. So, obviously, according to the Yerushalmi, it most obviously belongs in our, it most obviously belongs in our sukkah. If you wanted to take, now, there's no guarantee the Yerushalmi holds like, where the Babli holds the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi holds like the Babli, etc. But if you wanted to take the Yerushalmi, these two approaches, okay, let's just mention the third approach. This is where we left off. The third approach is the Dibri Yecheskel points this, makes this connection, but it's based on the Yesod of the Egle Tal. All the Achronim are bothered by the Pesachim of the Rambam. And you could call it being bothered by the Mishnayos, but you know it's more the question is sharper in the Rambam. There are two Mishnayos about Sfina. I think there's only two Mishnayos about Sfina in this. Context, there's Bikurim Sfina, but those are Brisos. One Mishnah says what we just read here, the Mishnah in Chala, right? If you have a Sfina that comes from Chutz L'Eretz to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda says only if it's Gosheshet, it's Chayiv, and the Chalam say across the board, it's Chayiv. There's also a Mishnah in Arla. The Mishnah in Arla says whatever's planted in a Sfina is Chayiv and Arla. Okay, what's planted in a Sfina is Chayiv and Arla. And it just says stam, sfinas chayiv and orla. It's not mechalik between gosheshes and einu gosheshes. So here we have a little bit of it in the Mishnah, it's a little bit of a stira. You know, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. Ah, in chala it says, it's machlok yuhun the chacham if it's not gosheshes, and orla it says stam. You could always say, in Arlo, they also mean the folks are going to come back, whether it's Gosheshes or not, they just didn't go through all the details. Or you could say, the Mishnah in Arla is Aliba de Chachamim. And it's not so difficult, because the two Mishnayos don't have to exactly shim lahalacha. However, the Rambam's psak is exceedingly difficult. The Rambam paskins, there's a long tosos here that we didn't go through, about how does our Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing the Chachamim and not merely interpreting the Chachamim? And the Rambam seems to paskin, the Achronim explain, that the Rambam paskins, like the Mishnah against the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda is in fact just interpreting the Chachamim. Lemaisa, the Psak of the Rambam is clear. However he gets there, the Psak of the Rambam is clear. When it comes to our sugya, you could see by the little Ein Mishpat, not that you should ever trust the Ein Mishpat, but, you know, nonetheless, that in Trumos Aleph Chaf Gimel, that in Hilchas Trumos, the Rambam Pasnetz of Rabbi Yehuda, Sfina Gosheshet is Chayav, Eina Gosheshet is Pater. However, when it comes to Arla, the Rambam Paskins, that a Sfina is Chayav and Arla. Or Shemarla, whatever the meaning. The Rambam contradicts himself. He says the Sfina is Chayiv and Arla, objectively Chayiv and Arla. He does it. He's not Mechalik in Gosheshet and not Gosheshet. And here, can't say in the Rambam, this is following the other opinion. They're both the Rambam. You can't say in the Rambam, oh, he just didn't clarify because Mishnayos sometimes don't clarify. The Rambam is supposed to clarify. So the Rambam is a big stira. How come he contradicts himself between Arla and Truma Maser. Where is the Rambam in Hilchos Arla? All right, you'll tell me from there exactly where it is. I forget what perk it is. How about... Maser Sheni, Perik Yud Halacha Hei. Thank you. Okay, this is in Hilchos Maser Sheni. What's it doing in Hilchos Maaser Sheni? Not because it has anything to do with Maaser Sheni. It's not a Truma Maaser, so the Maaser Sheni goes on. It's not really Hilchos Maaser Sheni. It's really Hilchos Maaser Sheni ve Neter Ravai, and so Ravai ties into Arla, so he talks about it there. Okay, so here we have a Steer in the Rambam. How do you answer the Steer in the Rambam? There are many ways to answer the Steer in the Rambam. The Mishnah Lemelech says, based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that... We'll get to soon, hopefully. Everyone knows an atzitz is only considered yidulei karka if the atzitz is nakuv. So, however, says the Yerushalmi, that's when you plant plants, when you plant wheat, when you plant vegetables, whatever it is, potatoes. But if you plant a tree, the atzitz is always considered yidulei karka. Attached to the ground. Because when you plant a tree, what happens to the utzits?
Breaks through.
The roots break through the utzits. Okay, I've never tried planting trees in an utzits, but I'll take the Yerushalmi's word for it. Right, the shrushim are mefapim, they break through the utzits. So therefore, an utzits can't really withstand the roots. I assume it doesn't mean right away, but eventually trees grow very strong roots, right? We all know. They break through the sidewalk. Right? So they can all certainly break through an otzitz.
The sewer pipes.
What?
Sewer pipes.
Sewer pipes. Yeah, they go through everything. Tree roots are the good news for the trees, but bad news sometimes for us. So, Lamaisa says to Yerushalmi, tree roots are so strong that they break through the otzitz. Says the Mishnah Melech, says that's the key to the difference in the Rambam. It's not a lumdish difference. It is a practical difference. It's not a lundish difference between Trumas or Maestros and Orla. It's a practical difference between plants and trees. Plant roots don't break through the yatsits, and tree roots do. So, says the Mishnah Melech, what's his answer to the Stira? Says the Mishnah Melech, it is a practical, difference that Zraim, that if you have a spina she'ena gosheshes, zra'im are, the way we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, are not gidulei karka, because the roots don't break through. But Ilanos are gidulei karka because the roots break through. I don't mean the roots broke through now, but since roots can break through, we view it as not a barrier. That's the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech basically says, since the roots would really break through this and keep growing down, therefore the plants are considered as if they were already sort of rooted, even though it's not gosheshet. That's the Mishnah Melech Svara. The Egle Tal says he doesn't understand this Mishnah Melech at all. Tainach, we want to say that when it comes to a flower pot without a hole, the roots would break through the hole, we view the flower pot as if it's broken. That makes a lot of sense to me. But if you're talking about a sphena that's not touching the riverbed, talking about a sphena that, like a normal boat that's floating in the ocean, even if the roots of this tree could eventually break through the ship, they won't make it down and take root in the riverbed. The ship is like, they'll keep growing down and they'll hit the riverbed. The riverbed might be very far down, not to mention the fact the ship's always sailing and they'll get broken off and bent. He says, he finds it a little dachuk to say, just because plant roots are strong, that means it's as if they're already touching the riverbed, which is 10 meters deep. No, the plant roots aren't going to grow that deep.
Tree roots.
What?
Tree roots.
Tree roots, sorry, tree roots. So he thinks that's dachuk. Said, the Egle Tal is not makabel. It's a funny Mishnah Melech. Just because the roots are strong, tainach. If there's a planter, and it's this deep, the roots, in a couple of years, will break it.
But then there'll be yonai from the water. We saw the yonai.
No, we saw that after the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that we don't care about being yonik from the water. That Rabbi Yehuda, we don't think that. That was the svara that the inami of Rava said for the Chachamim, but not for Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the Mishle Melech. The Eglital, yes, Joel?
You're saying it's practical, but you might also mean it is existential definition that by Hilchos Orla, doesn't apply in general to pots because they're always broken through. It's not a practical difference, it's an existential definition.
Okay, but Tanach in terms of the pots, but what about the fact that it's not anywhere near the ground even if it broke through the pot?
Right.
I hear what you're saying, and that's the Mishnah Melech to defend himself. Yeah, right. But it's still going to, Mishnah Melech obviously also knew what he's talking about. But the Eglital wants to say something completely different. The Eglital wants to say something purely bumpish. Right, without any practical basis. Purely lumdish. Without any basis. It has nothing to do with plants versus trees. As a matter of fact, keep in mind, the Rambam Hilchos Trumos, he never actually said he was only talking about plants. Trees are also chayim in Trumos and Maestros, right? I mean, who said that this Rambam was only talking about plants, not trees? If you say, well, no one ever plants trees in a ship, I don't know, in Hilchos Maestros, or they did. So he says, no, the Rambam should have said so. The Rambam's not machalicing different types of items. The Rambam's machalic between different areas of halacha. And where's the chalik the Rambam between different areas of halacha? So what he points out is that this is a big machalok shishonim, arei yom hazeh, tremendous machalok shishonim. What if you grow things in your house? A lot of people grow food, grow flowers. What if you grow food in your house? Not such a crazy scenario, right? I mean, none of us plant apple trees in our house, and probably none of us grow cucumbers and tomatoes in our house, but some of us grow various types of herbs, etc., in our house. What if you grow things in your house? Are you chayim trumos and maestros or not? Big machlokas, ad hayom hazeh, halach lemaisa, you should just know that it's not a clearly resolved machlokas. And lemaisa, we're machmir to take off trumas and maisos without a bracha from things you grow in your house. If there are other tzadim lahakel, then the post can argue, when maybe there's other tzadim lahakel also, you can make a lagamre. We're not getting into it. But the simple shot is, if you grow trumas and maisos in your house, you are potter. If you grow things in your house, you might be potter from trumas and maisos. Why? Because under the Torah say, aser ta aser is kol tuas zarecha. Hayotzei. Only a sadeh. However, orla, it's very, very clear, the Rambam writes, I think in the same place, that if you roteh b'bayis, you plant a tree in your house, you are chayev in orla. Because orla, it doesn't say sadeh. It says, ki tavo orla aretz unetatem kaleitz ma'achal. Doesn't say anything about a sadeh. So he says, we have a pre-existing distinction. Again, I'm not guaranteeing you every posek agrees with this distinction. But maybe Rove Post can agree with this distinction, good enough for the Rambam. He says no. He says, when it comes to the difference between Zerog and Imanos, the difference is Trumos u'Maestros, you're only Chayav in a Sadeh. But Arla, you're Chayav anywhere, even not a Sadeh. And therefore, that's the difference. A Sfina she'in gosheshet, is that a sade or not? Right? Why is there a difference? Because Arlo, of course you're chayiv in a Sfina. Whether or not it's a sade, you're still chayiv for Trumas or Maestros. However, in Tilchas, whether or not it's a sade, you're chayiv in Arlo. But Trumas Maestros is only a sade. So if you say it's on the scraping the bottom of the riverbed, even though maybe we wouldn't call it a field in our normal usage, but it's still called a sadeh because it is the ground, and that can be called a sadeh. It's a flooded sadeh, but it's still a sadeh. However, if it's floating in the air, if it's floating in the water, it is not a sadeh, and that's how he answers this. Okay, there might be other answers as well, but we'll leave it for it now, if you get a chance to see other answers. In which case, yeah?
Mishnah Melech is coming out of the Yerushalmi. Is the Egri Tal or he says this is his own?
No, it's also before Shnei Yerushalmi that a bias is Chayiv at Orla and Pachot Petrumas or Maestros. They don't tie it to Sina, but neither does the... Yeah, so they're both coming from
Yerushalmi.
Obviously a different one, but they're both coming off Yerushalmi. Right, the question is, which Yerushalmi is relevant to this? There are the Yerushalmi that's the chalik between plants and trees, or the Yerushalmi that's the chalik between Trumas and Maisers and Orla. In which case, let's take the Eglei Tal back here. According to the Eglei Tal, what are Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham arguing about? They're not arguing about Yanika. They're not arguing about where it derives nutrients from. That's not what they're interested in. They're arguing about whether it's called a sada or not called a sada. In which case, what are they arguing about in terms of whether it's called a sada? Not called a sada. So maybe he doesn't explain 100% here. By the way, if you went a little further than the Eglei Tal, yeah, he starts asking kasha himself, and in the end, he has a few more kashas, which other people answer, and he in the end gives up and says, I just can't bring yashas around at all. But let's assume that one can answer his kashas and save his trouble around them. I'll pee the Eglei Tal, okay? The Eglei Tal says, whether it's a sada or not a sada, that's what they're arguing about. Not whether it's yonik ben akarka or not. In a house, it's yonik ben akarka. So, but what are they arguing about, whether it's a sada or not a sada? So here, explained later, Achronim, I put the Dibri Cheskel in brackets, that if you look in the Lashon of Rashi, and that's also the Lashon of the Shoel and the Shuk Rashba, Rashi, not in Chesem and Aleph, in Rav Nachman Yitzchak, but in Zayin and the Beis, you know, you don't know how Dav going to take it, but what's his Lashon? His Lashon is, L'Rabbanan Avira Kamanda Mancha Dami, L'Rabbi Huda Lo, right, the last Rashi in Zayin, okay, that's an interesting formulation, and that is exactly what the Shoel, the Shut Rashba, says. The Rashba himself doesn't clarify exactly what he thinks about what I have on the board here. He just talks about how wrong the Shoel is. But the Shoel says, Tosa says the argument Yanika, but I don't think the argument Yanika. I think the argument something else about what? Obviously, he's inspired by Rashi. Somebody learned with Rashi, and we don't know who his name is. But somebody learned Rashi. He says they're arguing whether Avira Kamanda Mancha are a dummy or not. And I think putting that together with the Eglei Tal makes a lot of sense. Maybe according to the Eglei Tal, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the formal status of airspace. I know it's water space, and that's exactly what the Gemara makes a chiluk, you know, in the next line. But I mean, in general, you know, before we make these fine, they're arguing about the status of airspace, and this is Rashi Dachzayim Uveiz. And don't tell me it's a stira. Didn't I say Rashi and Chesed Aleph? No, it's not a stira. Maybe Rashi thinks that's the difference between Nachbar Yitzchak versus Rav Yehuda Abayi, or Nachbar Yitzchak thinks that Tanam argues about Yanika. So he says that is irrelevant to Gittin. If Rav Yirmi and Abaye think they're not arguing about Yanika, they're arguing about the formal status of airspace. And if they're arguing about the formal status of airspace, then that's very relevant to Gittin. And the Shoel in the Shot of the Rashba, what are they arguing about? Rav Yehuda says, the Chachamim say, Avira Kiman Dimancha. Whatever is in the airspace is as if it's on the ground. Meaning, we see any real estate as, whether it's high or low, as one place. We don't distinguish between things that are higher and things that are lower. It's all one place. It's all one place. And therefore, it's called a sada. They're not arguing about Yanika scientifically with its yomik. They're arguing, and they're arguing about the borders of Israel. No, they're arguing in general about things that are that are in airspace. Are they considered to be part of the ground beneath them, or are they considered to be a separate place? He's up here by Mount Aradami, that's called a Sada. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says, he denies this. He says, Lav, Keman, Demancha, Aradami, and therefore, according to Eglei Tal, it is not called a sada. They're not even practically whether it's gedule karka or not gedule karka, what it's yonik from. No, they're arguing whether it's called a sada or not. Maybe it's always yonik ben karka, who knows? Now, that's not our issue. Our issue is this part of a sada or is this a different place like a bias? It's not a bias. But is it a sada or a different place? Where Yehuda says it's a different place. If it's not touching the ground, it's a different place. It's not a sada. So it's not yotzim ben a sada. It's chayv orla, but it's not a sada, because it's not part of the ground. And the Chacham say it is part of the ground, in which case, can we then understand the connection to Gittin? So it's not quite as flashing neon lights obvious as according to the Rishalmi, if you combine Rishalmi probably, but I think we can reasonably understand this. This makes a lot of sense. Why? Because if we assume that they're arguing about whether something in the air is considered on the ground or not, then you could say that if it's keman demancha a'ara, then it's, at least for getting purposes, then let's say this a little better, if it's keman demancha a'ara, then they are standing in Eretz Yisrael, at least laying in Gittin. I'm not saying Gittin or Eretz Yisrael is the same for everything else. But if Lav Kiman Kimancha A'ara, then they are in a different place, just like they're not in the Sadeh. They're not in Eretz Yisrael. They're in the airspace above Eretz Yisrael. But that's not the same as being in Eretz Yisrael. Again, one would have to assume that, at least for the purpose of this Gzeira, they didn't mean within the horizontal borders of Eretz Yisrael. They meant you're actually standing in Eretz Yisrael, standing on Eretz Yisrael. So are they standing in Eretz Yisrael or not? That depends whether you're coming out of Mancha or Adami or not. What I'm claiming now is that there are, just give me a second to finish this, there are three ways to understand what Yehuda and the Chacham are arguing about. One is they have a practical machlokes about where it's deriving nutrients from, whether it's getting nutrients from the ground beneath it or not, in which case maybe it should not tie to Gittin at all, and that's from Nachmar Yitzchak, or the tie to Gittin would be indirect based on avoiding confusion and what it looks like, or they're arguing about how to define the country of Israel, in which case it obviously ties into Gittin, or according to the Beit Tal, they're arguing about whether the airspace is considered to be the same location, whether what's in the airspace is considered to be on the ground or not. If what's in the airspace is on the ground, then you're on the ground of Eretz Yisrael. If not, maybe people who are in a limbo, you're not exactly on the ground of Eretz Yisrael, although you're not on the ground of any place else. Maybe Taka would be Chayat Sein Funny Nef and Funny Neftam. Let me just point out two things, then I'll take questions. One thing is, this might affect the Machlokes in Tosos and the Tosos Rush about the following question. Tosos points out, it's not discussing our sugi at all. And that's exactly what they're wondering about. Our sugi is not mechalik between whether the Sfina has a nekev or doesn't have a nekev. Does the Sfina have a hole or not have a hole? So Tosos asks, simple question. Tosos says, well, why didn't they give another answer in our sugya? Why don't they say, I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, this is a Sfina shall eat steris, or simpler, why not say, the steer between the two brises, remember one brises says, you're chayseh funny enough, funny enough, the other brises says, you're not. Why not just answer that? One brice is a Sfina with a hole, and one brice is a Sfina without a hole. Sfina with a hole, it counts like as Eretz Yisrael, it's chayim trumas or maestros. Sfina without a hole, you're potter from trumas or maestros. Why didn't the Gemara give that answer? And what did Tosos say? Tosos says, because it doesn't matter if it has a hole or not. We don't care if it's actually chayim trumas or maestros. We just care if it theoretically is in a place that can be chayim in Shumas or Maestros, right? That's Tosos at the end of Dur Masel Otzat Tanakov. Tosos asks, he doesn't ask, but, it's every time Tosos says something, it's as if he asks. But Hachalo Matzi L'Shinui Kam Shal Kharit Kam Shal Eitzi Nami Kam Ben Kuvah Kam Shein Ben Kuvah Kiv Shani Hasam. They couldn't give the answer. They give him the nachos that one brice is with a hole, one brice is out. Then he dehate the ani goshesh lo yehuda b'dhavi chutzlor tani ma'aser shivanami chutzlor tani get haynu shem dekim shem chutzlor tala makom tzorich lo mufanei nechta v'af gav d'shchichi gemir kedei shol takel b'dinas hayam v'al goshesh lo yehuda l'rabbanan afkilu b'she'ani goshesh o l'rabbanan afkilu b'she'ani goshesh kim d'shem yitzrol la makom afal pishamachta klian rachay v'ma'aser v'shol takel yichash chutzlor tani get. Says Tosos, we don't care if it's actually chayiv and trumas or maestros or not. We don't care if it has a hole or doesn't have a hole. That's not the issue. We care whether the makom shame Eretz Yisrael. If the makom shame Eretz Yisrael, then you don't say funny nechtam, funny nechtam. Regardless of whether you're chayiv and trumas or maestros or not. The Tosos Rush has a very different approach here. Says the Tosos Rush in the parallel place, if I can find it.
Where is this Tosfos Rush? V'had lo mshani gabi svina kame dekuva kame she'in dekuva. Shum dezen lo haynu lo hayachidish.
Yeah, the reason they didn't say this with a whole this that holds that wasn't a chiddush, but they could have said. Meanwhile, meaning what's the machlokas Tosfos Rush and Tosfos? Machlokas Tosfos Rush and Tosfos is this. What about a spina either gosheshes lefi Rabbi Yehuda or kol spina lefi chachamim shepater mitrumas umaisros misham she'eino nakov? What about a spina that's pater mitrumas umaisros because it's not nakov? Right? Reasonable question. What would be the din then? Right? Now, the truth is, I could have thought of a third answer to Tosfos' question. But we're not going to get into that right now. Says Tosfos, still, to Eretz Yisrael, the Indian get. It doesn't matter that Pachim Shun's Maish doesn't have a hole. Since it's a place that would be Israel, that's good enough. To Eretz Yisrael, the get, Kevan, Dimekomo, Nikra, Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't say Nikra, he says Shem, but he doesn't say Fe. Says the Tosfos Rush. He says, no, the Gemara couldn't give him this answer. Tosfos Rush, it's Kechutz Laretz, Le'inyin Get. That's the machlokes between Tosfos and Tosfos Rush. Right? So basically, they both ask, why didn't our Gemara give the answer? This is with the whole this battle. Tosfos says, doesn't matter if it's a whole or not. It just matters if the place is Eretz Yisrael. So it's Rush, they could have given that answer, but it wasn't so interesting. They'd rather give other answers. And think of other ways out of that question. But that doesn't change the fact that Machlokas Tosfos and Tosfos Rush. I thought you could say that Machlokas Tosfos and Tosfos Rush, maybe if you were dyed in the rug, you would come out a little differently, would be, how about the Machlokas Tosfos and Tosfos Rush, the Inyan, Sfina, Shepetura, Mitrumus or Maisos, and Shvias, Mipnei, She'ena, I guess Mikuba, Sfina. What would you say? According to the first derech, that it's all a matter of yunika, right? And somehow get ties into yunika, because whether it's chayv trumas or maestros affects how you look at it. Look over, you would say, like the Tosfos Rush, that it's kechutz la'aretz le'inyan get kevan depater mitrumas or maestros. And maybe that Tosfos Rush is the Tosfos that the Sharashva was quoting. Yeah, it just depends on Yanika. Why does get depends on Yanika? Because if it's Chaim and Trumas or Maestros because there's a Yanika, then it won't be confused. And if it's Potsdam and Trumas or Maestros, so there's no Yanika, it'll be confused with Chutz Laretz. Then it should depend whether it's Befol Chaim and Trumas or Maestros or not, whether it's Befol Yanika or not. However, maybe our Tosfos on the Daf hold like one of these. Like Tosfos. Right? It is Ke'eretz Yisrael le'inyan gittin. Kevan, the shame Eretz Yisrael, that's so actually Lashon, al hamakom. No. Right? No, if you took one of the other approaches, he'll say, I don't care if it's actually Yonik ben Akarka or not. I don't care if it's actually Chayiv Trumas Maisos or not. I care whether the place is called Eretz Yisrael or not. I care whether theoretically there's a Chayiv Trumas Maisos or not. And therefore, Tosfos would say, no, if they're arguing about the borders of Eretz Yisrael, then as long as it's in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, who cares if it's really Chayiv and Trumas or Maestros? I just care if it's in Eretz Yisrael. Or if they're arguing about a Birch on the Mancha our dummy, I don't care if it's really Chayiv and Trumas or Maestros or not. I just care whether it's considered part of this parcel of land or not, whether it's considered part of this land or not. So that could be enough Gemina in terms of the Machlokas, Tosfos, and Tosfos Rush. I would just add that when you continue in the Gemara, which we're about to, you would have to read the continuation of the Gemara, the discussion of Rav Zeira and Rava, in three different ways, depending on these three drachim. According to the first derech, Rav Zeira would say, and that sits na koval gabei yitidot, is the machlok suhun the chachamim, they argue whether it's yonek min a karka or not. And then Rav would say, no, maybe not, because maybe it's yonek more than a sphena, because it doesn't move, or maybe it's yonek less than a sphena, because it doesn't have water to transmit the nutrients. According to the third derech of the Egbei Tal, Rav Zeira saying is, on a tzitz al gabi yitei dot, we want to know if it's part of the field or not.
whether it's Kaman Ka'ara Dami or not. So it depends on Rehu the Chachamim. The Rebbe says, no, Lav Davka. Maybe an Utsitz is more Kaman Daman Ka'ara because it's not moving. Or maybe it's less Kaman Daman Ka'ara because it doesn't have water connecting it. It doesn't have something connecting it to the ground. If you took the second approach, that they're arguing about the board is Eretz Yisrael, then it's going to get a little, then it's going to be much more mechudesh. You'd have to say, Rav Zera says, just like they argue about whether it's the board is Eretz Yisrael, if you bring a boat into Israel, if you make a platform in Israel, they argue whether that's part of Eretz Yisrael or not, whether you can expand Eretz Yisrael vertically or not, right? Can you expand Eretz Yisrael vertically by conquering the airspace? You know, not conquering from other nations, conquering from gravity. And then Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. The Chacham would say it is part of Eretz Yisrael. And then Rava would say back, no, not necessarily. Maybe they all agree that everyone agrees it's part of Eretz Yisrael when you build up. Give me a break. They only argue about things that are passing through whether they're part of Eretz Yisrael. Or on the other hand, no, maybe for sure that's not part of Eretz Yisrael. That's part of space. They only argue about when there's water connecting, even though there it's going to be a little more dachuk. So it's going to be a little more of a dachuk fit, but perhaps you can read it as well.
According to 3, why choose that get should be like sun and why shouldn't it be like orbit?
That is a good question. It's a good question. You'd have to say, again, not that it has to be a sun as opposed to a bayit. Obviously, again, it's in a bayit, but you have to say that somehow their gzera that may be Eretz Yisrael only applies to the karka of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we want to know if this is on the ground of Eretz Yisrael or not. You'll ask why they did that.
They called it an answer there. Because they called it an answer.
No, but that's not going to help for here. So you're going to have to assume that the Geder of Eretz Yisrael, well, I mean, Gittin meant the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. Not only a Sada, by it also. And then you'll say maybe that's a little arbitrary, and I'll say I have to think about it.
Trumas and Maisos are more visible in a sense, because you always have it. Marla, you don't have to worry about the tree finish. But Trumas and Maisos are always existing.
Okay, that would fit for the Tosos quote about Shira.
Is that explanation like Ebe's model? Is it includes the integration or is
it? No, he seems to be assuming that maybe these are different. It's an interesting question. The wording is very similar. So one would have to think very hard about, you know, the difference. Klutki Mishalhunka really has to do with Rishuyos. Both Dine Mamadas and Shabbos are in Yadav of Rishus. Here it has to do more with, like, location. So I can see it's a difference between, like, Kluta is more of a question of what Rishus are you captured by, as it were, and it's Klutka Mishalhunka. As opposed to here, it's more of a question of, like, what location are you in? So I could see that as being different, but...
And it's still
yes, so he does not tie it in. Now, just to be fair, the Eglig Tal does not say anything about tying back to our sugya. That's why I put the Divrei Chesed in brackets, who, like, made that connection, and that's what Abe's questioning. Abe says the Eglig Tal is very fine, but who says that that's the key to our sugya? Okay. Why, so let's move on. Okay, yes, please. Okay, let's move on to the Gemara. So I mentioned already, Amar of Zera, Oksitz Nakum HaMunach Al Gavei Yitei Dot, if you put some... Yes. So, not necessarily, because they're built onto the ground. That might be different. So, Shulchan Aruch already says there's a difference between something in the airspace and something which is built with permanent attachments to the ground. Right, meaning in Har Menuchos, they build something and they bury people there and they call it karka. Why? That has nothing to do with our sugya. That's mamish attached. So that's not like chalos attached. That's mamish attached. So that might be a different question. Okay, atzitz nakuval gevei teidot says Rav Zera bonu machlok rehudu rabbanon. That's a simple shot. Whenever you have something hanging in the airspace, I mean you have little pegs holding it up, but they don't mean you build it in necessarily. Yeah, you have little pegs holding it up. That gets to the machlok rehudu the chachamim. Why? Because it's just like a sfina she'ena gosheshet. Yet, if you put the atzitz nakuv on the ground, that's a sfina gosheshet. There's no machloket. Everyone knows about atzitz nakuv on the ground is chayiv b'dorais and trumas maishos. But if you put it in the airspace, that's like a sfina in the water space, in the airspace of the river, and that's machloket in the chachamim. Amar Rava Dilma Lohi, maybe not. Ad kan lekom Rabbi Yehuda hasam el b'spina suy levrach. Well, that's seen another story. No, no. Maybe a chum of the Rabbi Yehuda only argued because the spina is moving, and even if it's not moving, it generally moves, and therefore it's not considered shayach to the ground. However, this atzitz, which is sticking in one place, maybe everyone agrees it counts as the ground. Inam ya kan lekom Rabbi Yehuda hasam el b'spina lomafsi gavira demaya mafsi gavira demaya ki aras michta damya. Yeah. Why do I always someone put, someone who owned this Gemara previously put a comma in the wrong place. Ella, and even though it makes no sense, I keep, it's amazing what you can do to someone by putting a comma. Ella del mafsek avira. Demaya ki aris, I wonder what that person was thinking. Ki aris smich the tamya. Aval otzitz, mafsek avira, lo. So, what does he say? No, Rehuna Chama only argue about a sphina. Maybe a sphina is still connected because the water is something that connects it. Is a, not a solid, but a liquid. That connects it. But if it's in the airspace, everyone agrees it's not Mechobar Lekarka. So here we have a three-way machloket about between Rabbi Zeira and Rava about the status of Atzitz Nakuva Gabi Teidot. Let's assume that, hard to halacha. Rabbi Zeira says, Ven Rabbi Zeira Chachamim. Rava at first says, everyone agrees it is considered connected to the ground. And the second shot says, everyone agrees it's not considered connected to the ground. So, we'd like to know, Taka, how do we paskin? Meaning, there are three possibilities, there are three possibilities. You can't argue that there are all possibilities. Meaning, Rav only said Dilma. Maybe he also admits there was a possibility. How do we paskin about Atzitz Nakobal Gabei Yitetot? Is it considered attached to the ground, or is it considered not attached to the ground? Here we have a bit of a machloket Rishonim. What is Tosos hold? How do we paskin? Atzitz nakuv al gabei yitedot. So, what is Tosos assume? How do we paskin? That it is like karka or not? It is kimachover the karka dummy. It is, and what are his two proofs? So, the main sheet is Tosos, and I didn't put them all, but if you look at all the other Rishonim here and the other Sugyas, almost all the other Rishonim good. Tosos here, they say, we hold like the first possibility of Rava, right? That it's it is Kimachubar Le Karka. It is like ground. It is Gedula Karka. It is Gedula Karka, like the first possibility of Rava, not like the second possibility of Rava. What is Tosa say we do with all the sugyot? And Tosa says explicitly, says the same thing in Shabbos. He says, we paskin, there's possibilities, we paskin against the Inami of Rava. He's assuming we're passing like Rava, or Rava's two possibilities. Okay, it's not an open question. It's not like each of these have to match all of Shas. No, one of these is right, one of these is wrong. The sugya is everywhere in Shas, passing like the first possibility of Rava against the Inami of Rava. What are his proofs? He has two main proofs. What are his two main proofs? Right, so, what are his proofs? Gittin Lan Zayin Aleph, is it? What does it say? Lan Zayin of an Aleph. That it is kekarka le'inyan prosbol. What did the Gemara say? You can only write a prosbol, you the creditor. You can only write a prosbol if the debtor has karka. The Gemara says, even if he only has an atzitz nakuv. So the Gemara says, well, if he has an atzitz nakuv, he obviously has the land under it. No, even if he has no land, he just has an atzitz nakuv on stilts. Okay, that's exactly this case. Sifi is just Aramaic for your tetot. That's exactly the case. The Gemara says it's called karka for purpose of prosbol. What's Tosfos' second proof? His second proof is Shabbos.Pe'Aleph on the base. Shabbos.Pe'Aleph on the base. What did the Gemara say there in the beginning of the sugya? Sror she'alu bo asavim. Sror is a pebble. You know, maybe more than a pebble, a
shard.
No. Sror is not a shard. It means a rock. A rock.
Not a big rock, not a tiny pebble, a rock that in the old days, before they invented toilet paper, you would use for wiping. So Tsroar Sha'olba Sovin, the grass grew on it. Whatever it is. A rock that grass grew on it, if you pick that grass, you're chayav on Shabbos. That grass is considered attached to the ground, says the Gemara, but you can pick it up to wipe with on Shabbos. You can't pick it up Sam, but there are bottom or mekel, maybe it's like dome, it's like zera, but it's not, but the Gemara assuming it's not malacha d'oraisa to pick up the rock. Why is it not malacha d'oraisa to pick up the rock? After all, it was attached to the ground. It was growing in the ground. Now you pick up the rock. The answer is when you lift up the rock, it's still growing in the ground. Because when you lift up the rock, it is an otzitz nakov, right? I mean, it has no flower pot, it has no planter around it, right? I'll give it a teidot. It's just hanging above the ground. When I pick it up, it's hanging above the ground. And it's still considered attached to the ground. So there, what did we say? Tsroar she'alu bo asavin mutter. What do I, b'shabbos? Again, what does this mean to us? It means that it's not asur d'oraisa. The Gemara says asur d'rabanan otherwise. But it's not asur d'oraisa to lift up basically a bunch of earth into the air with stuff growing on it. Why? Because it's still growing on the earth. Because asur d'rabanan is still like mechaber. Okay. That is the Gemara in Shabbos. There's one slight difficulty in the Gemara in Shabbos. What does it say? But this is not our problem. This is an internal steer in the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says in the very next line that parfisa, I don't know what the proper vowels are, but let's say it's a parfisa, says Abaye. Parfisa is a, let's assume it's an otzitz nakov, right? That's what everyone says. It is hayimunach al gabi karka v'nichol gabi teidot v'chayim shum toleish hayimunach al gabi teidot v'nichol gabi karka chayim shum no teya. What is the only problem? The problem is on that same Gemara in Shabbos Daf Bei Alef Amud Beis, Abaye says that parfisa v'nicho al gabe nesedos. Alright. That if you move from the aretz to yetedot, your chayav mishom tolesh, it's considered harvesting. And if you move from yetedot to the aretz, your chayav Mishom Kotzer, Mishom Zoreya, I mean Tolish is Kotzer. So what do we see here? If you pick it up and put it on the stilts, put it on pegs, you've now been Tolish. You've taken it off the ground. That shows that it's off the ground. It's no longer growing in the ground when you put it on stilts. So isn't that against Kotzachra? So Tosa says, he quotes Rashi, he says, it's not just against Mayachra. That's an internal stira in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says in one line, that you're allowed to pick it up in order to wipe with. Because it's not the Issur d'oraisa. In the next line, it says you're chayav. So what must be? So Tosfos and Rashi and all the Rishonim, except for one, say, no problem. The answer is that chayav lav davka. And it really means it's Asur Midrabanan, because we know in Hilchos Shabbos everything's Asur Midrabanan, because if it's similar to a malacha. And then it's no stira. It's Asur Midrabanan, but you're allowed to do dura. It's Asur Midrabanan to wipe with any rock after the bathroom, because rocks are mukta. They're a matzah for Kavod Abrios. Asur Midrabanan, Mutter Misham Kavod Abrios, means Asur Midrabanan, Mutter Misham Kavod Abrios. Okay, now everything works out hunky dory. We're all good. This is the sheet of Tosos. Everything is great. Basically, something in the air is still yonake from the karka, is still considered part of the karka. Everything, as long as there's a hole, as long as it sees the karka, therefore it's kakarka for Prozbol. We paslin like the first day of Rava, it's kakarka for Trumas or Maestros. It's kakarka for Shabbos, and it's not considered tolesh to pick it up. It's not considered zorei to put it down. Midrabanan, it's usher. But midoraisa, it's still considered to be growing in the ground, even if it's in the airspace. Okay, that is the Shita of Tosos and almost all Rishonim. The Me'iri here takes a slightly different approach. The Me'iri here, he takes a slightly different approach. Says the Me'iri, he's a Das Yochid, who wants to sort of have his cake and eat it too. Says the Me'iri, we see that an atzitz nakov al gabe yitidot eino kemunach bakarka, is not considered attached to the ground. Eino kemunach bakarka. Okay? That is a different hachra than everyone else. Says the Me'iri, nope. Eino, what's his lashon? Eino kemunach bakarka. It's not as if it is munach bakarka. Okay, why does he doesn't say exactly how he knows that is true. I mean, how does he know not to paskin like that, right? That's what he says. He paskins against the first possibility of Rava. He doesn't say, meaning he's been talking the whole time about a sphina, etc., right? How do we know that one should not be mechalikin and otzitz and a sphina in this respect? He never says 1,000% clearly. Why? Maybe he thinks he applies the rule of Lishna Basra. There is a rule of Lishna Basra that observed the Gona, who always passed like the last Lashon of the Gemara. According to the last Lashon of the Gemara, it should be not Kemunah Hakarka. So that's the Me'iri's. Now he has a few problems. What are his problems? One problem is getting Lam Zayin and Aleph. After all, it's Kekarkalin and Prusbel. He says, I have no problem with that. He says, after Shalin and Prusbel, he Kilu. Nah, it's not really like Karka. It's really not connected to the Karka at all. But for Prusbel, we're very Mekel, because the whole point of Mekel Prusbel is against the Torah in the first place. Right? Mekel, the whole point is to allow a Prusbel. Okay, why aren't they Mekel? Just say, everyone can write a Prusbel regardless of Karka. But I said they make special coolers for Prusbel because it's such an important takana, and maybe you're going against before Pesachim anyway, so it's not so crazy to make extra coolers. So he says, Inyan Prusbel, Hikilu. What about Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Beis? And over there he does quote Rashi. Okay, if I was him, maybe I would have said something else, but it doesn't matter. He does quote Rashi there, right? Behanacha she chayav haynu esur d'rabbanan, right? Which are Rashi and all the other Mishnayos say. In which case, it's only esur d'rabbanan to pick it up. Midoraisa, it's still considered growing, and that's why you're allowed to pick it up to wipe to go to the bathroom. Right. So what does he do with Maseches Shabbos? So okay, here he says in Maseches Shabbos. I explain here. I put the Me'iri in Maseches Shabbos. What he says here is not, you know, you have to be medayik in his lashon. What does he say? He says hovatzur bifnei atzma omei ve'ena mechuber lekarka kol kach afi sheyonek ben haaretz ein kan akira. What does he say? He says you're right. The tzur is yonik min ha'aretz when it's down there, and not yonik min ha'aretz when you pick it up. But since it's not so connected to the karka, and after all, it's still growing when you pick it up, right? Therefore, he says he doesn't think that's called a d'oraisa of klisha. Meaning, what does he say? He says it's not that. The reason it's not tolish midoraisa is not like the other Rishonim. Not like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say, you know why it's not tolish midoraisa to pick it up? It's only zera d'rabbanan? Because it's still just as connected to the ground in the air as when it was on the ground. It says, no. It's not because it's still connected to the karka when it's lifted up. But he says rather because
what's his lashon? And now it's a big chiddush. This is not found in any other rishonim, but I'll tell you what it says. Hatsur bifne atzma only the animal chorbel karka kol kach. Because it wasn't so attached to the ground even when it was on the ground. It wasn't so attached even when it was on the ground. But because it wasn't so attached even when it was lying on the ground. Meaning, whether you take the tzur or you take the holy flower pot, the utz, it's not good. Yes, the utz is not good because it's really yonik ben akarka when it's on the ground. When you take it off the ground, it's no longer yonik ben akarka. But the maisa, it was a separate thing even when it was on the ground. And apparently, as a chiddush, just like prusbali kilu, Shabbos has its own rules, maybe be the meleches bach Shabbos or something. When you pick up this atzitznakov, or this tzur, even though you are mafsik the connection to the karka, since it wasn't so connected to the karka in the first place, that's not a meleches bach Shabbos of kotzer. Okay, it's a big chiddush.
Well, doesn't he cover up for just maybe that?
No, it's not the matur nesh d'oraisa. It's only matur nesh d'rabbanan. Right? Okay, big chiddush. Big chiddush, and I'm not going to justify that chiddush now. I'm just going to say that's the thing he says to get out of this. Okay, what do we? This is a big chiddush because we would have said lamaisa if it used to be yonik ben akarka, now it's not. That's called tolish. He says nah, tolish is only if something was like mamish rooted in the earth. Then it's tolish.
What if we call the blessings your kufa?
That is a great question. That has nothing to do with what the Meiri said. You're asking why didn't anyone in the Gemara suggest, and this can answer the internal stira, that the reason you're allowed to pick it up is not because it's not such kotzer, but because lachshem shugulugufa is mutter for kavda brios. Okay, that's going to be difficult when we learn Shabbos, because the Gemara in Shabbos explicitly says maybe not. Anyway, the answer is probably either A, because who says this Gemara is only the mandam lachshem shugulugufa potter? Maybe it's even the mandam lachshem shugulugufa chayav, although you'd have to work out a cheshbon for that. Or, and this is a big issue which I don't want to go into now, but the Magen Avraham based on the Ran, and the Prima Gadol goes to town with this, says that Lelach Shein Shich Legufa is more chomer than all other Darabonim on Shabbos, and no kula is applied with. For example, you can tell a goy to do a Darabonim for a mitzvah, but not do a Lelach Shein Shich Legufa, etc., etc. The main raya is that you can't tell a goy to put out a fire on Shabbos, even though putting out a fire is Lelach Shein Shich Legufa, because you don't want charcoal, you just want your stuff not to burn down, and from there on. So maybe the direction is going to be in terms of that, but that's already getting too much into the Shabbos for us now. Ayin Shom. It's all based on Iran. I think they're reading the Iran wrong, but it's all based on Iran in Shabbos.
For Tosfos, when does someone do the Machador Isa? Like someone pulls out Mamash a plant from the ground, it's still being yonik from the ground, but when is he always over Dor Isa?
Okay, good point. No, so if you pull out a plant from the ground, then that's not being yonik from the ground anymore. It's only when you pull out a plant with dirt, and that dirt still has an opening to the ground that's being yonik from the ground. It's only if there's dirt that sees the ground. If the plant has no dirt, that's tolish.
I never actually pull a plant out of the ground. Don't you always pull out dirt when
It's not the normal tier of kotzer. The normal tier of kotzer is you're using something to cut.
But I think the point is if you uproot something that is clearly kotzer, why? Because this whole thing that it's yonek through the avir is only if it's in dirt. Then it can be yonek through the avir from the dirt below. Mm-hmm. If it's not in dirt, it can't be yonek through the avir. That's the assumption.
Okay, and then if you like put your hands there and you cover it up, then it's you're over the malacha? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Correct. Depending whether your hands are cheres or eights, etc., but theoretically. If you're a bionic man, yes. Okay, so now here comes the Rambam. The Rambam is different from everyone else in the world.
but in a much bolder way. Right? What does the Meiri do? The Meiri starts making, I want to pass in the other way, but I'm going to start making excuses for every sugya. Right? The Rambam does not bother with excuses for every sugya. He just takes out his bulldozer and says, I mean, okay, we'll see what he says. You don't have to take my word for it. But he basically says, I'm going to pass in the way I want, and every sugya that doesn't match, I'm not going to answer it up. I'm just going to pass in against it. Let's see what the Rambam does for all these sugyas. Let us see what the sheet of the Rambam is. And we're going to have to get into a bit of a dispute within the family. I'm trying not to disturb the Soloveitchik Shalom bias overly much. What does the Rambam do? So let's see what the Rambam does. When it comes to our Gemara, Atzitz Nakov Al Gabei Yeteidot, what does the Rambam say? Where's the Ein Mishpat and Rav Zeira and Rava and the Atzitz Nakov Al Gabei Yeteidot? Remember, I'm a tricky guy. What does the Rambam say? Nothing. The Rambam says nothing about the actual case of Atzitz Nakov Al Gabei Yeteidot that's discussed by Rav Zeira and Rava. Okay, why? That's a very hard question to answer. Maybe we'll try. The Rambam says nothing about the goof of our sugya. So we all started with, what are we passing about Atzitz Nakov Al Gabei Yeteidot? Let's see how we fit in. So let's see honestly what the Rambam says when it comes to Atzitz Nakov Al Gabei Yeteidot. Silence. Okay. How about when it comes to Prosbul? How about Prosbul? What does the Rambam say of when he brings down the Gemara and Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph about Prosbul? Anyone? Does the Rambam do anything interesting of Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph by the Prosbul sugya?
No.
Nothing interesting? He leaves it out. Now again, on our sugya, he didn't leave it out from where it should be. He just didn't deal with it. In Hilcha Shemitah V'Yovel, what does he say? He says, you know what counts as land? Where is this? Someone told me I wrote on the Makor sheet.
That's true.
Thank you. What does the Rambam say? You know what counts as land?
He's on top of it.
Says the Rambam, even if you borrowed a makam for a Tana or a Kira, even a sudden mushkenet, karfa, even etc., he never says anything about an atzitna kol gabei yeteidot. That's already suspicious. So, what about when it comes to Prosbul? The Rambam, he leaves out the Gemara on Gittin Lanzayin Amad Aleph. That would seem to imply, again, it's still an argument from Silas. Here's the argument from Silas. He just doesn't deal with it at all. If you don't deal with it, that's not leaving it out. When I say Arsagi, there's no place he should have put it, right? He doesn't discuss at all. Okay, when it comes to the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, he leaves it out where it belongs. He has a halacha where he writes what counts as karka, and he leaves this out. And this is, it's in the same sugya, meaning, what's the shaka batari? There the Gemara says, even if I lend you someplace to put your oven, that counts as karka. The Gemara says, and I'll prove to you that's true, because if the guy has the atzitz, or so the Gemara says, then what's the question about the atzitz? Hey, after all, didn't I lend you a place to put the atzitz? No, the atzitz, that's simply going to be teidot. That's the chiddush. Okay, but it's in the context of the, and the rabbi bring the context and get mom's eye and leaves us out. That's suspicious. It's okay, suspicious, but still an argument of silence. Where does it get? More than suspicious, Masechta Shabbos, what does he do when he brings down the Gemara of Parfisa from Masechta Shabbos? What amazingly radical thing does he do when he quotes that line of Gemara? He quotes the line of the Gemara, right? Meaning, the Rambam quotes what it says in the Gemara, Chayiv. The only problem is, in the Gemara, if a Rishon wants to say, after all Rashi said and everyone else copied it, the Chayiv is Lav Davka, we can't stop Rashi from saying the Chayiv is Lav Davka. You never know. Sometimes the Gemara uses funny Lav Davka language. But the Rambam, right? Why does the Gemara use funny Lav Davka language? You know what? Because no one sat down to write the Gemara. The Gemara is a compilation of statements issued by hundreds of Tanam and Amoraim over hundreds of years, and someone once expressed himself in a very strong way based on the circumstance he found himself in, and said the word Chayiv, we meant Chayiv Midrabanan. That happened other places in Shas. It could be Pshat, it could be true here also. Right? There are other places where Gemara says explicitly, Chayiv means Midrabanan. Loka means the Rabbanan. This, you know, so it could be. But the Rambam, he's writing one book as a unified whole, and he says explicitly in the beginning of the Shabbos, Perek Aleph, every time I say Chayav, I mean Chayav, Mamish, Midoraisa, Chatas, etc. So the Rambam does two things when it comes to the Masechta Shabbos. He says that Harfisa, you know, raising and lowering the Parfisa is Chayav Mamish. Oh, if it's Chayav Mamish to pick it up, then how am I allowed to pick up the chore to use to wipe after the bathroom? What does the Rambam say about that?
Okay.
He leaves it out. This is already more than just leaving it out. And as far as the tzror, the heter of netilas tzror lekaneafo, the Rambam omits. Here already, what did the Rambam do? Basically, what we see now is there are two answers to the internal stira in Shabbos. Here's the basic issue, right? Internal stira in the Sefer Shabbos. Internal stira in Shabbos. On the one hand, it says you're chayav for lifting it up. On the other hand, it says you're allowed to lift it up to wipe for the bathroom. So there are two answers. Right? On the one hand, raising a tzror or a perfisa. The first line in the Gemara. Who's talking the first line? Rish Lakish. Who's talking the second line? I think Abaye, no? Abaye. Rish Lakish says, Mutter, at least for Kavod HaBrios, Mutter L'Kanei Achbo, and Abaye says, Chayav. How do you answer the stira? There are two ways to answer the stira. One way is Rashi and Shaar Rishonim, Chayav Midrabanan. No, there's no argument. It's Asur Midrabanan. It's Doma Lolacha. It's Gzeira Atum Lolacha. It's Chayav Midrabanan. Therefore, it's Asur. And it's you can call Chayav Makas Mardos, but it's Mutter for the bathroom because they were Mutter Midrabanan for Kavod HaBrios. What did the Rambam obviously say to this internal stira? What's the Rambam say to this internal stira? What? It's a machlokas amorim. Now, why did everyone not say that? Because the Gemara sounded like it was just going through like stam. And if I says, hyperfisa, whole boss in the other name of a mil, so, you know, the Gemara sounded like it was not bringing a machlokas. But it could have, because if I says, you know, now that we're talking about parfisa, now that you mentioned parfisa, let me tell you something. It sounds like he's in agreement with everything he said until now, let me make a ha'ara. But you can read it differently. If I says, now you're making parfisa, let me tell you what I think about parfisa. I have a different masorah about parfisa. What does the Rambam obviously think? It is a machlokes amorim. L'chor, the machlokes amorim are the 2 days of Rava here. You know, I mean, depending whether you pass like Rav Yehuda and Chacham, you stick Rav Zeira into one side or the other. You know, if you hold like Rav Yehuda, then Rav Zeira is like the second side. If you hold like Chacham, Rav Zeira is like the first side. Fine. It's machlokes amorim. And that's why Rava has two opinions here. Because the machlokas amorim that maybe Rava's days was unresolved. Erech Lakish Abaye. Okay, they're far away, but they're allowed to argue with each other. They're both amorim. It's machlokas amorim, and therefore we paskin like one side, not like the other side. And then the Rava has to pick out a paskin. How does the Rava pick out a paskin? Okay, you go to the Achronim, a million theories as to how he picked which way to paskin. The point is, what's the machlokas amorim? It's valid to paskin either way. Right? So you find which sugya he found elsewhere that was more convincing than another. You know, and then the Rambam has a very clear shita. What is the, you know, the svara of the Rambam? The svara of the Rambam is the opposite of the svara of Tosos and the Rishonim. More like the svara of the Meiri. The Meiri often follows the Rambam, but here the Meiri doesn't follow the Rambam the way the Rambam followed the Rambam. But maybe the svara of the Rambam is that this is one different svara of the Rambam. We will someday call this Rav Chaim Derech and Svar of the Rambam. But one way of Svar of the Rambam is that he holds very pasha. He holds that Atzitz Nakum Al Gabei Yitedot is Ketalosh Gomer. Is not considered any connection to the ground. It's no connection to the ground. What does that do with the ground? Well, the nutrients go through the air? I don't know. Charlie's not here today. We don't have to admit that's true. The No, it's totally tolish. In which case, what would he say? Here he would say that it is potter from Trumos or Maestros. Yeah, it's tolish. It's not attached to God. Potter from Trumos or Maestros. He doesn't say it, but he doesn't say otherwise. So we'll put this in brackets. We added it in. And then it is Nicha de'eno kose alav prosbol. And Nicha de'chayav mishon tolesh. And Nicha de'aser l'kaneachbo. Because it's chayav mishon tolesh. And who says we have to resolve, we have to shtim Rish Lakish and Abaye and Shabbos Efei Alvin Beis? No, they argue, and we pasken like Abaye against Rish Lakish, maybe because he's Basra, right? And later, he pasken like Abaye against Rish Lakish, who knows? Maybe it's Basra, maybe it's the Lashon Basra of Rava here. You know, many reasons we could say to pasken that way. Now, the best raya for this is an obscure Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, where he has the opposite shot of every other Rishon I found. I forgot if it's a Mishnah or a Tosefta. Someone will remind me. What does he say here in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin? Let me read it to you. Perek Beis Halacha Tet. Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. Perek Beis Halacha Tet. Kishut Shenata Be'atzitz. A kishut, I don't know, a gourd of some sort, doesn't really matter. You plant in a planter, in an atzitz. Right, this is a Mishnah in Uktzin. The Vehigdila, and it grew. Afishi Yatza Chutzla Atzis, it grew over the border of the Atzis. Meaning, what's the case in Uktzin? The case is, here you have the ground. Right? Here you have an atzitz. In it, you have growing a kishot, and it grows and it's hanging over the dirt. Says the Mishnah in Uktzin, not the Rambam, says the Mishnah in Uktzin, it's not Mekabel Toma. Not Mekabel Toma. Now, the question is, what did the Mishnah in Uktzin mean? Says the Rambam, Afa pisha yotza schutz la'atzitz, ain't makabal tuma. Even if it goes outside, it's not makabal tuma. Says the Ravid, ain't kan afal pi, ela kevan she yotza schutz la'atzitz. Here we have the machlokas in the Rambam, and everyone else agrees with the Ravid, which is fine for us. Right, but if you look, everyone agrees with the Ravid. What's the machlokas here? The Mishnah says Tehora. What's the machlok? Yes, the machlok is this. Says the Ravid, Kevan Sheyatza Tahora. I should make myself a little more room there. Says the Ravid, obviously, what attempt is he making? Before it comes out, well, first of all, wouldn't by Tahora and Tamea? Why should this Akishas be Tahora Tame? Because what's the rule of whether vegetables are Tahora or Mekabel Tumah or not? Depends if they're mechaber or not, right? A vegetable that's mechaber that's growing mechaber is not mekabel tuma. A vegetable that's tumish is mekabel tuma. So what does the Ravid think? Before it stuck out, it was mekabel tuma. Once it sticks out, it's not mekabel tuma. Kevan sheyatza. Meaning, what's the okimta? The okimta is it must be an atzitz she'eino nakov. It's an atzitz she'eino nakov. When it's growing there, it's tolish. It's mekabel tuma. Once it sticks out, now it's mechuber through the avir. Now it's mechuber through the avir. It's an atzitz nakov al gabi yisedos. And atzitz nakov al gabi yisedos is yonik from the karka. It's mechuber le karka. Right? It's atzitz she'eino nakov, but kevan sheyatza, it's like an atzitz nakov al gabi yitidot o mechuber Lekarka. That's how the writing most people read it. It was in a sealed off atzitz. It was tolish. It grows out here. Now it's yonik from the ground through the airspace. Now it's atzitz nakov al gabei yitidot. It's yonik through the airspace. Once it's yonik through the airspace, then it is now mitchaber to the karka and loses its tuma. The Rambam says the opposite. The Rambam says, af al pi sheyotza. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam. He says, af al pi sheyotza. Meaning, avade was tahar before it grew over the edge. But it's still tahar. So then what attempt did you have to make? It was an atzitz nakov. It was tahar beforehand. It was an atzitz nakov. It was atzitz nakov. And kodem sheyatza pashat dimachoberhu. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, even though it stuck out, it's still considered mechuber, right? Kodesh yatsa pashat mechuberhu. That's the way the Rambam reads it. Even though it stuck out, don't say once it stuck out, it's no longer yonek through that little hole in the pot. It's still yonek through the hole in the pot. Yes.
If everywhere else, the Rambam basically ignores the idea of
unique of derech avir.
Yeah. Why here does he have to put in afal pi?
Ah, because the opposite. Meaning, what am I saying? Everyone else reads this and then it's nicha. Meaning, we would add this to the proof, right? What were you saying? Nicha, mishnah, in uktzin, lefi peirush, harayved, v'shar rishon. Right, that makes a lot of sense. But the Rambam, what's the Rambam saying? He's saying, not afal pi that it's yonik through the air. If it was yonik through the air, they would make it more tar. Even though when it sticks out, you might think it's not yonik through the air, and it's now so far away that it's not yonik through the hole. You should know it's still yonik through the hole. But that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is perfectly shittase. The Rambam, when it comes to uktzin, meaning hilchas, I'll explain it, tumas oklin, bet. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says sticking out in the air is not a reason to attach it to the ground. It's a reason to, it's a havamina to disattach it from the ground. Right, what does he say? Saying being in the airspace of the, being in the airspace of karka is not a reason to be metaher, but is a havamina to be metame, because now it's disconnected from the ground, and that is l'shitase of the Rambam. Nicha de atzitz nakub al gabe yeteidot havi eino mechuber. Right? Everyone else says once it sticks out, it's now above, it's now in the airspace of the ground. That's mechaberet. The Rambam says, not only is that mechaberet, we might even have, I mean, it's totally shit. Okay, you still ask, why am I having it's totally shit? After all, it's still connected to the hole. So you might even have, I mean, that. No. When do we say something's connected to this hole? When it's all above the hole. When it's sideways from the hole, it's obviously not connected to the air. That's ridiculous for the Rambam. And maybe when it's sideways, it's also not connected through the hole because it's sideways of the hole. You might even have a mina that it's not mechuber. Kamash one, it's still mechuber. Okay, you know what? Have minas don't need as much justification as maskan is anyway. Okay, the Rambam has a very clear shita. The Rambam has an abundantly clear shita. That he has an agenda. The Rambam here has an agenda, right? Who says that poskim don't have agendas? The Rambam here has an agenda that there is no connection or yanika through the air. Whatever's in the air is not connected to the ground whatsoever. And if there are sugyas that say otherwise, then we don't postulate like those sugyas. Very good. And if there's a mishnah, then we interpret it differently from everyone else.
Why is the first case in Shabbos Aster? Is chayev?
Because when it's on the ground, and then I lift it in the air, when it was on the ground, it was mechuber. Now that I lift it, it's not attached anymore. So I've disattached it. Okay. So
that case is the parfifa is not a atzanavi lagavi yisidos. It's on the ground.
It starts out on the ground, then I pick it up and put it on yisidos. Yes, it's moving from the ground to yisidos. Now, the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, however, brings two sukkahs, two Rambams, which seem to ruin this picture. What are his two problematic Rambams? What are the problems that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik brings up in that piece in the Kovetz Chiddushei Torah? Right, Kovetz Chiddushei Torah is one of the early things they published in the Rambam. Basically, they collected his father's articles that he printed in Torah journals, some of his, and really the first thing ever published by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Published by him, but published from him.
Was that in Europe or any country?
No, in America. I think even these articles were printed in America, like in apartheid, etc. It says each one where it was printed. Maybe it says at the beginning. I don't know if it says on this before sheet where it was printed. But it says in the beginning someplace. Okay, so, yeah, in the table contents, which you don't have, it says where each was printed. I think a lot of them were in apartheid, which is an American Torah journal. What are the problems he brings up? Two problems. What are the two problems he brings up? I forget the order he brings them up. Does it really matter? No, you'll forget them, right? So one of the problems he brings up is Trumos, Hilchas Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Hei. What did the Rambam say in Hilchas Trumos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Hei? The Rambam writes that Trumos Aleph Chaf Hei, Atzitz Nakov Shahayo Bo Zerah Shalom Hishrish. There was an Atzitz Nakov that somebody's planted and hadn't rooted. Most of them, unfortunately, assume that means the root hadn't gone through the hole into the ground. It was still in the flower pot. V'haya ikara ba'aretz v'nofo chutzler. The stem was in Eretz Yisrael, but it was on the border. And the leaves, the branches, were in chutzler. Holchen achar nof. It's potter from Trubus Ramayisrael because you go by the nof. That is what the Rambam wrote. So what did the Rambam write? And Elchus Trumos, Perk Aleph Halacha Chaf Hei, that if you have a case of Zarua, but not Mushrush, the Eretz Yisrael, the Nofo B'chutz La'aretz, it's grown from the soil of Eretz Yisrael, but the Nof can get out over Chutz La'aretz, Holchin Achar Hanof. What does that mean? That it's getting its yonek through the neck from Eretz Yisrael, but the nof goes over Chutz La'aretz. One second, when the nof goes over Chutz La'aretz, it becomes Chutz La'aretz. Why? How is it yonek from Chutz La'aretz? Must be the nof is yonek through the air from Chutz La'aretz. That proves that Atzitz Nakol Gavei Tigot is like Mechover. It must be it's Mechover and Chutz La'aretz. How is it Mechover and Chutz La'aretz? Through the air. Right? So what do we see? This proves this is a problem because we see that the airspace is mechaberit to the karka of Chutz La'aretz. That goes against everything you've been saying in the Rambam.
Okay.
So it's mechaber the shorish and it's mechaber to two countries. Oh. So that's machlokis later on in the sentence. Getting da taka and we pass in, we go by the nof. Okay, but the fact that when there's two things we go by the nof, I can handle. But how is it mechaber Chutz La'aretz? It's only mechaber to Eretz Yisrael according to the Rambam's own shita. This is where fine for all the other Mishnah. How does it work for the Rambam?
No, but it's two separate things. But when you say something is trumas and maestros, that's an Eretz Yisrael. But if it's not, then
So Morty says what Rechaim says here. Here we get into a family dispute, not a family feud. That's one family versus another family, right? This is a intra-family dispute. Says Reb Chaim. Now again. Do we know if Reb Chaim said it or not? It's a stencil, right? You can never be sure who said the stencil, but what makes it interesting is in the stencil it says, Mehad Griz Zatzal. And the bracket even say, look at this Griz in Hilchos Shuvos, the Jeherich, the Griz in Hilchos Shuvos is Marich, not about our Nekuda. That's why I didn't say, if you have time, look at the Griz in Hilchos Shuvos. He was Marich about really other topics, and this was a very tangent. But basically, it's not Reb Chaim versus Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Because everyone had their own Masorah from Chaim. It's the Griz, right? It's the Griz is Masorah from Chaim versus Rosh Soloveitchik. Meaning, it's a, like, almost all issues in the Orthodox Jewish world. It is a machlokes between the Boston side of the Soloveitchik family and the Yerushalayim side of the Soloveitchik family. Griz versus the Gram. What does the Griz answer? The Griz answers what Morty said. The Griz says, no, it's not a fundamental problem. No, there is a nikudati, a local answer. Right? There is a local answer. There is a solution. What's the solution? You just have to add one assumption. In Trumas or Maestros, even though you're Yonik and Mechubar to Karka Eretz Yisrael, there's another Tznai B'chai in Trumas or Maestros. The payrolls have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Besides being Mechubar to Karka Eretz Yisrael, besides being Gidu to Karka Eretz Yisrael, the payrolls also have to be in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in this case, Taka, they're only Mechubar to the Karka of Israel. They're not Mechubar to the Karka of Chutz La'aretz. So why are they Potter? Because there's a new Tznai that we haven't said yet, that the payrolls have to be in Israel to be chayv in Trumas or Maestros. And here, the payrolls aren't in Israel. Then the Griz, who is going to chayv, asks on himself, says, oh, but if it had rooted in the land of Israel, then we would be chayv. The payrolls aren't in Israel. Says, that's not true. There's a rule of shadi nofo vasari karo, that if something's rooted, then it's considered to be in the place where it's rooted for kolotar kula, not for gedulei karka. If you want to know if the guy's in the Ur Mikvah or not, can you shoot him? You want to know if you're in Yerushalayim or not, for Dinim or Maestro Sheni, etc. Shadi no for us to be karka. If it was rooted, the guy would mamish be in Israel, not just grown from Israel. But once it's not rooted, it's grown from Israel, not rooted. He says, Enachanami, it's not gedulei karka of Chutz La'aretz. That's not why it's Potter, which would make a problem in the Rambam. But it has a different tour from Trumas or Maestros. What's the difference from Trumas or Maestros? Because the Peros are in Chutz La'aretz, even though they are growing from Karka Eretz Yisrael. And he just, all the Griz says, quoting the Grach, this we'll call the Griz, the Shane Grach. All the Griz says, quoting the Grach, is that there's a new Tanayim Shumas and Maestros you haven't heard yet. Besides growing from the Karka of Eretz Yisrael, it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even though these are Takas growing from the Karka of Eretz Yisrael, they're not at all growing from the Karka of Chutz La'aretz, because Atzis Nako Gevin Seidos is not attached at all. Even though they're purely growing 100% from Eretz Yisrael, 0% from Chutz La'aretz, since they don't meet the other Tanai, the Peros aren't in Eretz Yisrael, therefore they're Potter from Trumas and Maestros. That's the Griz's answer. Okay, there's another Kasha, which the Gram asks. Okay, but then you have to invent a new Halacha, a new Tanai. He also asks from Hilchos, Bikurim, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, where the Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Beis Halacha Tes that Godel Begag or Bechurva is Chayiv in Chayiv in Bikurim. If something grows on a roof, it's Chayiv in Bikurim. How is it Chayiv in Bikurim if it grows on a roof? After all, it's not on the ground, right? So doesn't that prove? Oh, it must be Chayiv because, like, from the roof, maybe it's connected through the aver to the ground. So that was his second. Okay, that was his second problem. Right? Gadol al hagag. That was the second problem. It's in there. It's the end of the first paragraph. The end of the first or second. The end of the first paragraph. I don't make things up. I tell you. Okay, end of the first paragraph. I can't tell you what page it is in the second. He says, why is growing on a roof chayev? After all, it must only be through the air. But that, I already answered to Steve before. How could you answer that? This is the Kedusha Grah. How could you answer that? Why is growing on a roof? If the Rambam holds, it only counts on the ground, it's mamish on the ground. So why are things growing on a roof chayev and bikurim? They're not mamish on the ground. What will Steve answer me? The famous Shud HaRash says, okay, whether Tosas and Ardaf agrees with the Shud HaRash, There's a machlok between the Marib and Leib and the Marsham and Dur Basra, two days of the Marim Shif, if you want to flip to the back of your Gemara, and that's actually a very difficult line at the end of Dimra Maskel Ha. But the Shulchan Aruch says no. Of course, on a roof counts as the ground, because anything which is built on the ground counts as part of the ground. That has nothing to do with Agabi Yitedot. Anything which is built is an extension of the ground. So, of course, Al Hagag. Al Hagag is not because in the airspace of the ground. Al Hagag is chayiv because it is the ground. After all, let's say we make a man-made mountain. You're going to tell me that's not the karka anymore? Right? And again, that's exactly, right? Har HaMenuchot. How could they bury people in a building? They're not burying people in a building. That's the ground. Whatever is built in concrete attached to the ground is part of the ground. So, and that's, so therefore you can answer this with the Shulchan Aruch. You could answer with is that it's not because it's in the airspace of the karka, but because a permanent building is karka. Yeah, if you permanently build something and then you put dirt on top of it, that is the karka. That's not in the airspace of the karka. So therefore, that's irrelevant to our discussion. That has nothing to do with our discussion. Our discussion is all about things that aren't mamish permanently attached to the ground, that are just in the airspace. Something that's permanently attached, that is the ground. Mamish, says the Shulchan Aruch, that has nothing to do with anything. Okay, that's a big deal. Ad hingam hazeh in the postgame, you know, what do we say about that? If you plant something in a roof, is that planted on the ground? Or is that planted not on the ground? That depends on the Shulchan Aruch, but if you say like Shulchan Aruch, you can answer up Rav Moshe's kasha. But what does Rav Moshe Salvechik himself do? Rav Moshe Salvechik gives a lumdish yisod to answer this kasha. Now again, you could say, what we just say, he didn't like Rav Moshe Salvechik's kasha so much, so he doesn't need the lumdish yisod. But what does the Gram say? Rav Moshe Salvechik says, and his yisod is a good yisod, regardless of whether you want to answer this kasha or not. He says, you shouldn't, this is a classic brisker, right? What do the briskers always do? Well, depending on who you are, either what the briskers always do is properly understand the depth of concepts so that things which look similar in the outside but are conceptually different are properly distinguished, you know, or I guess some people would say they split hairs. But what did he say? He says, you can't have one question in Kolotar Kula, whether it's considered attached to the ground or not, whether it's connected to the character or not. There are different gedarim of connecting to the ground. It's not always the same. And the truth is that the Ramban, we saw on the next Makor sheet, says in the Forsh in a totally different context. Says the Rav, there are two different questions. One is whether it's Gidule Karka, whether it's Yomei Vina Karka. The other is whether it's Mechubra Lekarka. Those are not necessarily the same. Whether something is Mechubra Lekarka is not the same question as whether it's Yomei Vina Karka. And therefore, says the Gram, I mean, he didn't say these words, but surprisingly, he says, no, you were wrong about our sugya. He says, the Rambam actually holds that atzitz nakol gabei teidot is chayav in Trumos or Maestros. And it is Yonik ben Akarka. Right? Remember, the Rambam had a total lack of discussion of this. He says, what's the yesod? Says the Ram, what's the yesod? He says that it is yonek min hakarka, but not mechober lakarka. He says you have to differentiate between two gedarim. When it comes to zroim, zroim doesn't depend on mechober lakarka. The chiyuv of zroim is not because it's attached to the ground. It's not because it's a building. No, the chiyuv of zroim is because it's gadol min hakarka. Yonek ben Akarka. But if you look, for example, at Tumavatara doesn't care how it grows, it cares if it attached to the ground or not. Right? Meaning the Chiyuv Zroim has nothing to do with attaching to the ground. No one's going to say that if I cement stones to the ground, they're higher than Trumas or I have to get Meiser from the stones. But if I leave pebbles lying around, I don't get Meiser from the stones. No, it's purely a matter of Yanika, of plant growth. But other things are a matter of Mechubra, perhaps. Other things are a matter of Mechubra, not just of plant growth. And therefore, And he says very logically, it could be there's unika through the air. Atzitza kubal gabi teidot has unika. But how can you say it's attached to the ground? It's not attached. Where is it attached? You run your hand through it right here. There's nothing attached there. So it's actually very intuitive. Therefore, says the Gram, here he doesn't say explicitly, but he would say, no, Chaim Betrumas or Maisos. He would say, who says he paskins like? Who says he paskins like the second lashon of Rava? Maybe he paskins like the first lashon of Rava, and it's Chaim Betrumas or Maisos. But Nichalein and Prusval doesn't matter how it's growing. It matters if it's Mechor B'Lekarko or not. It matters if it's Karko Metalpilin. Karko Metalpilin means it attached, or is it Metalto? It's clearly Metalto. You can move wherever you want. He says, likewise, when it comes to Shabbos, he says, and here's an assumption, Yesh Lodun Le'inyan Melacho Shabbos. Is the Isser to be Mafsik Yemika, or is the Isser to be Tole Shechibor? Keep in mind, now, you can, this is a big question to help with Shabbos, and Yesh Lodun, keep in mind, it's not so much a matter of being Mafsik Yemika, because even when you pick up this Farfisa, it's still Yonev from the soil in the flower pot, right? So he says, Nicha de Meleches Shabbos Toloi Bechibur. It's Toloi on Chibur. Okay, and therefore it's not a Chubur Lekarka. It is considered already a Melacha of Tolish. Here it is very Pashat. Nicha de Kabbalas Toma. Kabbalas Toma is no, it doesn't matter in Yunika. Toloi Bechibur. The Eino Mechubur. Right, Kabbalah's Tom is a matter of Mechubur versus Talosh. It has nothing to do with this Yoni. But in terms of these two, he says no problem. Nicha. De, here we're talking about De Truma. Taloi Bianika. Vahari Yoni Mikarka Chutzlaris. He says no, it doesn't matter if Yonika. You know why? If the Nof is on Chutzlaris and it doesn't have strong roots in Eretz Yisrael, because then it's Yonik more from Chutz Laaretz than Eretz Yisrael, because the Nof is over the Aver of Chutz Laaretz, and the roots aren't, and it's not rooted in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it is Tolian Nika. This is also Nika Yibikurim Pluyim, Yibikurim Toloi Biyanika V'yonik Min Hakarka Shelamata. It's Yonik from the Karka underneath. So that's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says, instead of giving a local answer to the last two things, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says it depends on different things, Zrayim and everything else. Zrayim depends on Yonika, there is Yonika. Taka, like the first possibility of Rava, not the second. That's Zrayim. However, everything else is not totally Yonika. Everything else is totally on Talos Chibor. Mechobor is a Talosh. And even though it's Yonik, it's hard to call it Mechobor. How can you call this Mechobor Lekarka? It's not attached. Okay, everyone else would say no. Once it's Yonik, that's called attached. That's where Moshe Soloveitchik's Lumdish finish. Okay, you asked me to stick my head in the machlokas between the Boston and Yerushalayim sides of the Soloveitchik family. That's always a dangerous thing to do. Okay, perhaps less dangerous in Atzis Nakal Gavi Yisedos than in some other issues. Here we have two drachim of understanding the Rambam, and really they argue, they don't say this mefurish, right? But they argue about which of the two lashon possibilities of Rava the Rambam paskins like.
But that theory could fall apart. If I take a flower pot with a dirt and a big hole in the middle and put it down on a concrete or asphalt that I can't go through, I'm not Chayav Atrumas and Maestros. It's not Yonek from anything, and it's Mechubar.
Aha. So the truth is, if you look at the lashon of the poskim, they all talk about how it is yonik from the asphalt. Now, exactly how it's yonik from the asphalt, yesh ayin. Theoretically, one could say, again, I'm not speaking halacha ma'aseh. Halacha ma'aseh, you open it. What?
Put it on steel. Here, steel plates on the ground.
Then in a chanami. Then you're potter. Then the truth is, like, you might be chayav midrabanan in some circumstances, but you're potter midrabanan from trumas ma'aseh in a chanami. Isn't that what they all do to get out of Shemitah? What do they all do to get out of Shemitah? Right? They want to have tutzdad and mahakel, so they build a roof over it. And they put plastic on the ground, because plastic is clearly not a normal part of ground, and is not made of the same types of chemicals as ground as the ground is. And then they put the things on the plastic, and then they don't keep shvius. That's exactly what they do. Do they take shvius or righteous? I have no idea. Maybe they do l'chumra, because that's a lot easier than keeping shvius. I have no idea. But my base against you is anachanami. 100%. 100%. Okay. So much for the first part of shir. You don't know how sure I was that I finished the Makoros. I even took a bye week, as it were, in number 24. Okay, we're so close. Let's at least begin our discussion of the whole question of cheres and of nakud. Yes. Yes.
But
okay.
Can,
let's
can
on.
This continue with the rugs? You can rugs keep left too if you're referring to father or not. The same issue that you gave us. You know what? The shearing.
Yeah. Okay. And
can I continuously? I thought that this was just a segue to lead into the next generation.
Enochanami, the shiurim though, you mean which part of the shiurim? Yeah, so that part I think is actually okay. So that part I think, if you will, I'm going to ask you to be patient. I'm going to get to it, and you'll see he's discussing a slightly different inyan. What I mean by that is he's not discussing the inyan of whether being in airspace is a matter of chibur or yunika. He's discussing the inyan of whether holes are a matter of chibur yunika, which is a different chakira, a parallel but different chakira that we're about to get into, not much get into, but at least discuss briefly. Rashi asks a obvious kasha in our sugya. Atzitz nakuv al gabei teidot. The atzitz is nakuv. We know all over Shas, only an atzitz nakuv counts as karka, not an atzitz sheino nakuv. Again, and I ignored this, the Mefarshim ignored it in some of these discussions, and you have to ask why they ignored it. In many things, Midrabanan, there it goes, are natsits, she'ino nakov. You should know halach lemaisa, like at home for Zrum Shailas, we're generally makra than atzit she'ino nakov is chayav Midrabanan, so don't like actually use these heterim. But it gets complicated when you have very sudden lahakel, sometimes that ends up making a difference. Like, for example, the famous Chazanish says, you know, if you have an atzit she'ino, which is the base of atzit she'ino nakov, in a house, those two stubborn together, you don't have to keep shvias, which is where a lot of our things come from in the supermarket, and also applicable, perhaps, in your house. But the atzit nakov, we all know you need a nekev b'chayev in Zrayim. Forget a gosheshes, ain't a gosheshes, even mamish on the ground, right? No sphina is closer connected to the ground, whether it's Gosheshes or not, whether Rehud and the Chachamim, that if I mamish put something on the ground, if I mamish put it on the ground, it only counts as karka if it has a hole. So why doesn't the Sfina have a hole? And Rashi assumes.
Because
Sfinas don't have, I mean, we all know why Sfina doesn't have a hole, right? But if the Sfina doesn't have a hole, then how could there even be a sugya of Sfina and Trumas or Maestros? You want to tell me there's a Lundas of Eretz Yisrael to Mancha Ara, that's fine. But they're arguing out Meister and Shvias. How can there be a Havavit or Meister and Shvias if there's no hole? That's Rashi's question. And what does Rashi answer? Rashi answers based on the Gemara in Menachos. What does the Gemara say in Menachos? They bring a stira in Hilchos Bikurim. The truth is, in Hilchos Bikurim, once you get to the postman Bikurim, it's very complicated. If you look at the whole sugya, there are two issues in Bikurim. Number one, it needs to be regularly gedulei like karka, like every Trumas Meister, etc. Number two, according to Shitas that we lechor postulate, it also needs to be muvchar, it needs to be good quality. So you always have to tease apart in that sugya when they're discussing whether it's good quality, when they're discussing whether it's growing in the ground. But this part of the sugya is definitely discussing whether it's growing in the ground. Rari brings a stira. One brisa says if you grow in the atzitz, you're chayav in trumas or maestros. The other, you're chayav in bikurim. The other says you're not. What's the Gemara's answer? No problem. This atzitz is nakov, and this is not nakov. One Bryce says in a Sfina's chayiv in Bikurim. One Bryce says it's not. What is more answer? What's the difference? This is Cheres and this is Eitz. Okay, one is a Sfina of Cheres, one is a Sfina of Eitz. Okay, we don't know which is which, right? And again, Sfina of Cheres, I assume they don't imagine like the Queen Victoria ocean liner of Cheres. They mean a little boat.
The Liberty ships of World War II were made out of concrete.
Okay, but they didn't know how to do that then.
A little boy. No, but I mean,
yeah, but you could. Okay, nowadays you could. Really? Made out of concrete and it still floated. And it still floated. Hold on, then how come the mafia like gave you your concrete footwear you didn't sorry. Right? How come they always come, you know, like, would you like to pay or would you like to try out our new line of concrete footwear in the Hudson River? I'm sorry, Natasha. Nope, made it different than concrete. Never watch movies about the mafia?
No, I'm with you.
Okay. So the Okay, that's... Levisa, that will have something to do with Rashi on our sugya. We'll have to pick up with this Amir Tzashem next time. I do really want to keep moving. I know I say that, but I actually mean it. So for next time, we are going to... This is not going to take us a whole shiur. For next time, we are going to... Won't even take us half a shiur. For next time, we are going to go on in the Gemara. So I will send out Makoros. I will be ambitious. I will be optimistic. But we'll go through the Gemara. There's a little Gemara about Akko and a big Gemara about Surya. There's a lot of very important inyanim in this big Gemara about Surya. But let's start with going through the Gemara about Surya, just in terms of the status of Surya. I would start by, you know, going through the Gemara with Rashi. The Tosafim and Amud Beis, Tosafim and Chesed Beis, we're going to save for two shiurim from now. Tosafim and Chesed Beis deal with two issues, which we're not going to start with. We're going to start with the status of Surya. If we want to know about the status of Surya, we should start with the Me'iri and the Rav here about why Surya is in three ways like Israel, three ways like Chutz Laretz, and then what is Kibush Yach and Kibush Rav mean? The Tosfos here, and the Rashi and the Tosfos that, you know, the Mesorah of Shas tells you other places in Shas, and the Rambam, the first three halachos, Bichos Trumos. So that's a little to the Gemara about Surya, not the Tosfos and Amud Beis yet, but the Me'iri and the Rav Alatar about the status of Surya. And about the meaning of the phrase Kibush Yachid, Rashi and Tosos here, and the Rashi and Tosos that the source of Shas gives you, and the first three Rambams and Orchestrinus. And I'll send it over to you later.